بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This evening, بإذن الله تعالى, this is going to be our 19th session. Reading from the commentaries on العقيدة التحاوية by الإمام أبو جعفر أحمد بن محمد بن سلامة التحاوي رحمه الله. Tonight, inshallah, we'll conclude, I think, our discussion concerning the ru'ya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the believers on Yawm al-Qiyamah. But before continuing or concluding with that subject, we want to go back and look at some of the points that we discussed last week from the questionnaire study guide for lecture number 18. The first question being memorize the first part of the 35th statement of al-Imam al-Tahawi. The 35th statement of Al-Imam al-Tahawi has been divided into 8 parts by Sheikh Saleh al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah, in his commentary. And this question is to memorize, or this yani first request is to memorize the first part of the 35th statement. It's numbered in Sheikh Saleh al-Fawzan's commentary as number 58, and in the English translation as 57. First part of the 35th statement of Al-Imam al-Tahawi. MashaAllah. I don't know who to call on. Does anybody have the Arabic book in front of them? Naam, Fadl, Ahmed.
وَرُؤْيَةُ الْحَقِّ بِأَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ غَيْرِ إِحَاطَةٍ وَلَا كَيْفِيَةٍ كَمَا نَطَقَ بِهِ كِتَابُ رَبِّنَا جَلَّ وَعَلَا.
طيب. That's the first part and the second part. لَا بَس. يعني لَا بَس. Yani the ru'ya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is haqq. Yani it is true. It is a reality proven and confirmed in the book and the sunnah and ijma' of Ahl al-Sunnah wal Jama'ah from the Salaf and the Khalaf. The ru'ya of Allah, seeing of Allah by the believers on Yawm al-Qiyamah, is a reality. Yani for the people of Jannah. Bila ihata wa la kayfiyya. Bila ihata meaning what? In brief, encompassing. Yani without encompassing Allah in His entirety. And the believers will see Allah, but they will not yani have a total, complete encompassing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wala kayfiyya. Wala kayfiyya meaning? Naam. Without asking how. Yani without having yani some question or discussion or explanation of how that ru'ya would be. Question number 2, explain. Glasses. I can't see. Explain the false reasoning of the Jahmiyyah and Mu'tazila, which is the cause of them rejecting the Ru'ya. What was the false reasoning, Muhammad?
If they affirm that Allah will be seen, then this necessitates that they affirm that Allah is in a direction, and their belief is that Allah is not in any direction.
Now, they say, their argument, their claim is that affirming the Ru'ya of Allah will necessitate, will require of them to also affirm that Allah is being seen in a particular direction. And according to their belief, Allah is not in any direction. He's not in this world or outside of it. He's not in front of it or behind it, to the right or to the left. Yani, as Sheikh Saleh al-Fawzan said, the meaning of what they're saying is that Allah doesn't exist. Wa'udhu billahi min dhalik. Question number 3, what is the false view of the Ash'a'ira or the Ash'ariya concerning the ru'ya of Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah? Naam, Muhammad. Another Muhammad. Naam. Naam, Fadl.
They don't deny the Quranic, you know,
evidences,
but they do deny that, you know, that you'll be able to see him in, not in any particular direction.
Okay. So, Naam, Fadl. You want to say it in Arabic? Sure, why not? Arabic is better than English any day. Naam. They say that yani Allah will be seen. There is a ru'ya, but He will not be seen in any particular direction. And they also believe that Allah will not be seen. Yani Allah doesn't have any direction. He's not in any particular direction, but that He would be seen. Naam. But that He would be seen. Question number four. How does Sheikh Saleh Fawzan explain what is meant by بِغَيْرِ إِحَاطَةٍ concerning the ru'ya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And how does he explain what Al-Imam al-Tahawi means by the believers will see Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah, the people of Jannah will see Allah, but بِلَا إِحَاطَةٍ without يعني إِحَاطَةٍ. What or how does Sheikh Saleh al-Fawzan حفظه الله explain what that means بلا إحاطة. نعم Adam.
I believe the Sheikh he brought up the story of the mountain and the story of Musa and the mountain and saying that
he mentioned the ayah in the Quran about يعني Musa asking to see Allah.
I don't have the direct يعني translation or what the Sheikh said.
طيب.
So if somebody else has the exact wording, it might be better.
نعم.
The believers will not encompass Allah because it is not possible to encompass His divine being and sifat.
Okay, His divine being and His sifat. And that was extra commentary. It wasn't from the Shaykh. He didn't say divine being and sifat. No, but the point is, the Shaykh, and Shaykh Saleh Fawzan, he mentions that the believers would see Allah without ihata. Yani, he mentioned that the meaning of this, naam. Okay, he also mentioned that no one will see Allah in this life, will see Him in the next life. Yani, the meaning here, bila ihata, means that they will not encompass Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His entirety. In His entirety. Seeing is one thing and encompassing Allah is another thing. Allah is azim. Allah is magnificent. He is great. He is vast. And the human being will not be able to comprehend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His entirety. And we just mentioned in the commentary, yani some of the scholars said, yani meaning that, yani for example, they will not be able to encompass Allah's in His entirety, meaning His divine being and His yani sifat, that they wouldn't be able to encompass all of that, Allah being azim, but they would have an opportunity to see Allah. Mentioned the ayat in the 20th surah, 110th ayat, uses evidence by Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, negating ihata. The ayat negating ihata. Naam. Naam. Ameen. Naam. Tayyib. What is the meaning of the ayat? Naam, Zaki. They do not encompass Him in knowledge. So he read the beginning of the ayat, which is really important in understanding this ayat, even though the Shaykh only mentioned the part of the ayat. But the beginning of the ayat says that... Yeah, Fadl. Okay, he knows what is before them and what is behind them. Meaning Allah, in reference to the creation, Allah knows everything. He encompasses the creation in its entirety, as opposed to the creation and not being able to encompass Him in entirety. Yani, naam. Allah, He knows everything about the creation. He is its creator. But the creation cannot encompass Allah in His entirety. Naam. So, Al-Hafiz Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, I don't know if I mentioned last week, but basically that's how he explained it. Al-Hafiz Ibn Kathir explained this ayat that the Shaykh mentions, saying that Allah, yani, يُحِيطُ عِلْمًا بِالْخَلَائِكْ كُلِّهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses the entire everything in the creation, while the creation will not be able to encompass Him. How does Sheikh Saleh Fawzan explain what is meant and what is not meant by لَا تُدْرِكُهُ الْأَبْصَارِ لَا تُدْرِكُهُ الْأَبْصَارِ? How does he explain what is meant by that ayat and what is not meant by that ayat? Naam, Abdul Wali.
He is not comprehended by sight. It does not mean that he cannot be seen. Vision does not encompass him. The
encompassment
is one thing, and seeing is something else.
Naam. Yani, so the Shaykh is saying, لا تدركه means لا تحيطه. Yani, الإدراك, the meaning of it is, الإحاطة. لا تدركه الأبصار, يعني لا تحيطه الأبصار. So the vision, the sight of the human beings will not be able to encompass Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely and totally. But they would see Him. And seeing is one thing, and ihata, yani, encompassing, is another thing altogether. Yani, seeing is one aspect. But ihata means everything in its totality, and this is what Allah is negating here. He's not negating being seen. He didn't say, I can't be seen. He said he is not encompassed, yani, by the sight of the human beings. Now, question number 7. How do we respond to those who deny the ru'ya based on the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Musa, Len tarani. Len tarani. Yani, you will not see me. Okay, let's see. Somebody who didn't answer. Oh, Muhammad. Now, one more Muhammad. Now.
Musa alayhi salam, upon being the noble prophet and now your prophet, him asking Allah shows that it is a possibility.
From one angle, Musa alayhi salam being a prophet and from the most knowledgeable of people, the fact that he asked Allah indicates that it's something that's possible, that Allah can be seen. Naam. From one angle, that's how it's explained, and then Yasir.
That they don't understand the ayat.
They don't understand the ayat. Yani, we respond to them by saying they don't understand the ayat. Yani, they don't understand what it means. Lan tarani, naam. Because the meaning is that Musa alayhi salam asked to see Allah in this world. He asked to see Allah in this world. That's not an indication that Allah said you will not see me, yani, in this world. Not an indication that Allah can't be seen. It's not an indication that Allah can't be seen. But that no one, including prophets or messengers, would see Allah in this world. Naam, you want to add one last point?
Yes, because he also explained that the situation is different.
Because the situation is different. Naam. The situation of the human being in this world and the next life is different. The human being in this world physically and their senses and their perception is weak in comparison to the strength that Allah will give to the human beings in the next life in order to be able to see Him. Naam.
They also said that the human being didn't have the attributes to withstand sight.
Didn't have the ability to withstand seeing Allah in this world because of the weak nature of the human being. Naam. And the way the human being was created is not built for seeing Allah in this world. Now, Muhammad.
Allah said, "You will not see me." He didn't say, "I cannot be seen."
Allah said, "You will not see me." He didn't say, "I cannot be seen." And there's a big difference between the two. Jazakum Allah khair. Taib, how does Sheikh Salih Fawzan, Hafizullah, explain what is meant by the expression "wala kayfiyya" concerning the ru'ya of Allah? How does he explain the expression? Yani, of the statement of Al-Imam At-Tahawi, yani, that Allah will be seen, bila ihata wa la kayfiyya. How does he explain that? Naam, Adam.
So shouldn't be said how it will happen as a kayfiyya?
It shouldn't be said how, yani, how the people will see Allah. How will it be? Naam.
We affirm the sighting of Allah, just like the rest of Allah's sifat.
But we affirm that Allah will be seen, just as we affirm the other sifat of Allah, we affirm, yani, their reality. We affirm that it's true. And we know what it means, but we don't know al-kayfiyya, how it is. Naam, fadl.
Asking is a bid'ah.
And asking is a bid'ah. I don't know if the Shaykh said that. But yes, yani, Imam Malik said that. Tayyib, jazakallah khair. Naam. Last question. Mention the second and third part of the 35th statement of Al-Imam At-Tahawi. The second and third part. The first part is the ru'ya is haq for the Ahlul Jannah. Bila ihata wa la kayfiyya. What's the second and third part of that statement? We heard the second part already. Why don't you give it to us again? Kama nataqa bihi. Now, yani, the ru'ya of Allah by the believers on Yawm al-Qiyamah is a reality. Just as the Book of Allah has stated in the saying of Allah, yani, meaning of which is, yani, that the faces of the believers on that day will be, yani, radiant. Looking at their Rabb. إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةً. And we discussed previously that when the verb nadhara is used in the Qur'an, it has three possible meanings. If it's used with the preposition إِلَىٰ, it means يعني المعاينة بالأبصار, to see with one's eyesight. نعم. You want to add that? Yeah. طيب. خير. نعم. And the last part, we said the second and third part. The third part of this statement of Imam al-Tahawi, after he said, يعني كما نطق به كتاب ربنا, he said what?
وتفسيره على ما أراد الله تبارك وتعالى وعلمه.
نعم. And the tafsir of this statement in the Quran, the tafsir, its explanation, is in accordance with what Allah intended and what Allah knows it to be. It's according to what Allah intended, not as somebody who came later on wants to explain it, yani what they think it means or what they would like for it to be. And these are some of the points that we discussed last week. And tonight, bi-idhnillah ta'ala, we want to continue with the remaining points. The remaining points of the 35th statement of Al-Imam al-Tahawi. So we already discussed the first, second, and third point. That is, the ru'ya is a reality for the people of Jannah. And that it is, as Allah mentioned in the Quran, the faces, yani, will be bright and radiant and brilliant, looking to their Rabb. And the explanation of it is as Allah intended it to be and as He knows it to be. After that, Al-Imam al-Tahawi said, in the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th part of the 35th statement, he said in the 4th part, وَكُلُّ مَا جَاءَ فِي ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْحَدِيثِ الصَّحِيِّ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَهُوَ كَمَا قَالَ. And everything, yani, whatever comes to us narrated concerning this matter from the authentic hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to be understood just as he said it. Yani, whatever comes to us, fi dhalika, yani fi ithbat al-ru'ya, concerning the affirmation of seeing Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah for the believers, if it came in an authentic hadith, al-hadith al-sahih, keep in mind, the Shaykh, yani, al-Imam al-Tahawi mentions, al-hadith al-sahih requires us, of us, to accept it and to believe it, from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَهُوَ كَمَا قَالَ. It is understood just as he said it. وَمَعَنَاهُ عَلَى مَا أَرَادَ. And its meaning should be taken as he, the Prophet ﷺ, intended it. Then Imam al-Tahawi says, in the last three parts of this statement, لَا نَدْخُلُ فِي ذَلِكَ مُتَأَوِّلِينَ بِآرَائِنَا. Yani, we do not enter into the discussion of this matter interpreting it based on our opinions. وَلَا مُتَوَهِّمِينَ بِأَهْوَائِنَا, nor falsely imagining it to be in accordance with our ahwa, what we desire it to be. Yani, it's not based upon our opinions or our desires. فَإِنَّهُ مَا سَلِمَ فِي دِينِهِ إِلَّا مَنْ سَلَّمَ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَلِرَسُولِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. For indeed, no one is safe in his deen. Yani, no one will be safe in his deen except the one who willingly surrenders himself to Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic. Yani, surrenders his opinions, his desires, and etc. to the judgments, the decisions, the rulings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one will be safe in his deen until he surrenders and submits and complies with what came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَرَدَّ عِلْمَ مَشْتَبَهَا عَلَيْهِ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِهِ. And that he refers the knowledge of that which is unclear to him back to the one who knows it. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no one will be safe unless he surrenders and submits to what came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what they didn't understand, what was unclear to them, they refer back to the one who knows it. These are the points that we want to look at tonight. That remained from the 35th statement of Al-Imam al-Tahawi. And if possible, inshallah, we're going to look at the 36th statement as well. From this fourth part of the 35th statement of Al-Imam al-Tahawi, that Sheikh Al-Fawzan, Hafidhullah, has numbered as 61, or 60 in the English translation, he says, وَكُلُّ مَا جَاءَ فِي ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْحَدِيثِ الصَّحِيَّ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ فهو كما قال وما عناه على ما أراد. يعني everything, Sheikh Saleh Fawzan says, everything that has come from the Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام concerning the affirmation of the ru'ya, the believer seeing Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah, فهو حق على حقيقته. يعني it is a reality, it is truth. يعني in يعني literally, it is literally true. يعني على حقيقته. يعني it's not majazi, it's not figurative, allegorical. It is literal. Everything that came from the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم concerning affirmation of the seeing of Allah by the believers in Yawm al-Qiyamah, then it is true and it is literal. مثل ما جاء في القرآن سواء. يعني it is just like what came in the Quran, equal to what came in the Quran. ويجب الإيمان به, and therefore it is obligatory upon us to believe in it. Whatever came from the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم in the authentic hadith, it is obligatory upon us to believe in it. Why? لأن كلام الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وحي من الله. Because the speech of the Messenger is revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The speech of the Messenger, what came in the authentic hadith, is wahi, is revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah mentioned in Surah An-Najm, 53rd Surah, 3rd and 4th Ayat, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحَيٌ يُوحَى. يعني, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he doesn't speak from his hawa, his desires. He's not just making it up. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحَيُوحَى. It is exactly no more than, يعني it is revelation that is revealed. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, Hafidhullah says, it is called al-wahy athani. Yani what came to us from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us in many hadith which reach the level of being mutawatir. Yani from in every level of the chain of narration, innumerable yani narrators, such to the extent that its authenticity is unquestionable. He said it came to us from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in mutawatir hadith that the believers will see their Rabb on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Therefore, it is obligatory to have iman in that min ghayri tahreef wa la ta'teel. It is obligatory for us to believe in it without making any distortions to the clear language, yani of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or emptying it of meaning, ta'teel. Wa min ghayri tamthil wa la takyif, and without making examples with the creation or trying to explain, yani, it's how it is, yani, its true, actual nature. After this, he added to this, he said, وَمَا أَنَاهُ عَلَى مَا أَرَادَ, and the meaning of those statements concerning the ru'ya, and other than that, from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, its meaning is as he intended it to be, not as it may be desired or intended by the people of innovation and the people yani who have distorted the meanings of the text of Quran or Sunnah. After this, Al-Imam At-Tahawi says in the fourth part of this statement, 35th statement, لا ندخل في ذلك متأولين بآرائنا ولا متوهمين بأهوائنا. Yani that we do not enter into discussion concerning this matter based upon yani given false interpretations based upon our ara, our opinions, giving false interpretations to the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam based upon our opinions, nor mutawahimina, yani, nor interpreting it by yani our baseless imagination that's from our desires, yani imagining something to be based upon what we desire it to be. It's not based on our yani false interpretation or our baseless imagination, as the Shaykh says, because this is the way or what was done by the Jahmi and the Mu'tazila and those who yani learned from them and who followed their opinion of making false interpretations, at ta'wil al-batil. Rather, what is obligatory upon us, yani not to use our opinions or our imagination, but rather bal al-wajib alayna an nattabi'a al-kitaba was-sunnah. What is obligatory upon us is to strictly adhere to the book and the sunnah. وَلَا نَتَدَخَلْ بِأُقُولِنَا وَأَفْقَارِنَا وَنَحْكُمُهُمَا عَلَى مَا جَاءَ في الكتاب والسنة الواجب أن الكتاب والسنة يحكمان على العقول والأفكار. The Sheikh says, so what is obligatory upon us is that we strictly adhere to following what came in the book and the sunnah, and that we do not interfere, yani, with interpreting or giving yani interpretation or opinions of what is meant using our uqul, our intellect and our afkar, yani our opinions, yani making our intellect and our opinions to rule or to judge or to be decisive over what came in the book and the sunnah. Rather, what is obligatory is that the book and the sunnah judge and decide and have authority over our intellect and over our opinions. And this is in every matter, not just al-ru'ya, but it is in every matter that the book and the sunnah rule and judge and decide and have authority. And it is not the intellect of the human being or the opinions of men that are the final authority. After this, in the sixth or seventh statement of a seventh part of this statement of Al-Imam al-Tahawi says, فَإِنَّهُ مَا سَلِمَ فِي دِينِهِ إِلَّا مَنْ سَلَّمَ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَلِرَسُولِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Yani, our opinions and our intellect and the views of the people and whatever we imagine has no authority in this matter. For indeed, no one will be safe in his deen except the one who completely, totally, willingly surrenders to Allah and to his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallama. No one will be safe in his deen unless he surrenders, yani, what he believes and what he affirms and what he denies, yani, that is in accordance with what came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَرَدَّ عِلْمَ مَشْتَبَهَ عَلَيْهِ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِهِ. And a person surrenders to Allah and his messenger, to the Qur'an and the sunnah, and refers back to the one who knows it, that which is unclear to them. Refers back to Allah, that which is unclear to them. The Shaykh says, the meaning of sallama, and إِلَّا مَنْ سَلَّمَ لِلَّهِ. No one will be safe in the deen except the one who sallama lillah. He said the meaning of sallama, ay qabila ma ja'a anillah wa an rasulihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa amana bihi ala ma ja'a min ghayri an yatadakhala bitahrifihi wa ta'wilihi. Hadha ma'na taslim. Yani the meaning of sallama or taslim, yani surrendering, yani submitting, complying, yani with what came from Allah and His Messenger, the Qur'an and the Sunnah. He said it means to accept what came from Allah and His Messenger. To accept it. قَبِلَ مَا جَاءَ عَنِ اللَّهِ وَعَنْ رَسُولِهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم وَآمَنَ بِهِ. And to believe in it, عَلَى مَا جَاءَ. Just as it came, without interfering with one's tahrif, distortions, and ta'wil interpretations. To accept it, not reject it, and to believe in it just as it came, without yani one's distorting its meanings or giving interpretations that are not supported yani by the statements of Allah and His Messenger or what may be understood from it. This is the meaning of taslim. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, amantu billahi wa bima ja'a fi kitabillahi ala muradillahi, yani that I have believed in Allah and I have believed in what came in the book of Allah as Allah intended it. As Allah intended it, without someone's interpretation. Wa amantu bi rasulillah wa bima ja'a an rasulillah ala murad rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I have believed in the Messenger of Allah and in what came from the Messenger of Allah as the Messenger of Allah intended it. Meaning, la ala al-hawa wa tahrif wa akwal al-nas. Yani the Sheikh Salih Fawzan says, the meaning of this statement of Imam al-Shafi'i is that we believe in Allah and in what came in the book of Allah as Allah intended it. And we believe in the Messenger of Allah and what came from Him as He intended it. Not according to our desires. Not according to our distortions of its meanings. Nor according to the sayings of the people, the opinions of men. Yani it is as Allah intended it and as His Messenger intended it without our interpretations. Sheikh Salih Fawzan says, من سلم وانقاد ورد ما اشتبه عليه ولم يعرف معناه أو لم يعرف كيفيته رده إلى عالمه وهو الله سبحانه وتعالى. يعني the person who has surrendered and submitted and complied and referred that which is unclear to him, referred it back, يعني that which he didn't know its meaning or he didn't know its reality, its kayfiyah, how it is, he refers it back to the one who knows it, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فالذي يشكل عليه شيء يرجع إلى أهل العلم وفوق كل ذي علم عليم. And whoever finds something problematic, mushkila, he refers it back to the people of knowledge, the scholars. And above every person who has knowledge is the all-knowing one. So if لم يكن عند العلماء علم بهذا, if the scholars that we refer to didn't have knowledge of it, فَإِنَّهُ يَجِبُ تَفْوِيدُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ جَلَّ وَعَلَى, then it is obligatory to return it, to entrust it, يعني to leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After this, he says, يعني Sheikh Salih Fawzan says, it is for this reason, يعني referring that which is unclear to us back to the one who knows it, it is for this reason that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he asked his companions about some things which they didn't know, they used to say, Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. They used to say, Allah and His Messenger knows best. فَلَا يَدْخُلُونَ فِي مَتَاهَاتْ يَتَخَرَّسُونَ, they didn't enter into things that confuse a person, that are unclear, and just start guessing, making conjecture. They said, Allah and His Messenger knows best. The Shaykh says, so if you found عَالِمًا مَوْثُوقًا, if you found a scholar that's trustworthy, who makes clear the matter that's unclear to you, who makes it clear for you, فَالْحَمْدُلِلَّهِ, then this is, يعني, then the praise belongs to Allah. وَإِلَّا فَبْقَى عَلَى تَسْلِيمِكَ وَاعْتِقَادِكَ أَنَّهُ حَقٌ وَأَنَّ لَهُ مَعْنَى وَلَكِنْ لَمْ يَتَبَيِّنْ لَكَ. But if you didn't find anyone who can make clear something that came to you in the revelation, you didn't find a scholar who can make clear to you what its meaning is, then you remain upon your submission and surrender and your aqidah, your belief that it is the truth. That it is the truth. And that it has a meaning. But it just wasn't made clear to you. You just didn't know its meaning. The next statement of Al-Imam At-Tahawi that follows this is the saying of Al-Imam At-Tahawi, لَا تَثْبُتُ قَدَمُ الْإِسْلَامِ إِلَّا عَلَى ظَهْرِ التَّسْلِيمُ وَالْإِسْتِسْلَامِ, that a person's Islam would not be firm and established except with support from surrender, from submission and surrender to that which is confirmed in the Quran and Sunnah. Yani qadam al-Islam, yani, is a figurative expression, and the meaning of it, as some of the scholars explained it, is that a foot, a person's foot is not firm unless there's something to support it. So a person being firm in Islam, yani, will not be so unless there's something to support it, and what supports it is at-tasleem, submission, and istislam, surrender. That a person submits and surrenders to what came in the Quran and in the Sunnah. فَمَنْ رَامَ عِلْمَ مَا حُذِرَ عَنْهُ عِلْمُهُ وَلَمْ يَقْنَ بِالتَّسْلِيمِ فَهْمُهُ حَجَبَهُ مَرَامُهُ عَنْ خَالِسِ التَّوْهِيدِ وَالصَّافِيَ الْمَعْرِفَةِ وَالصَّحِيَ الْإِيمَانِ. So then Al-Imam At-Tahawi says, so whoever seeks, yani rama ilm ma hudira anhu ilmuhu, seeks knowledge that he has no right or ability to attain, yani it has been, he has been prevented from it. Whoever seeks it, that which Allah, yani, kept from the people. Allah didn't give knowledge of that to the people. Walam yaqna bi taslim fahmuhu, and he wasn't convinced or satisfied to surrender his understanding, yani surrender his opinions to the Quran and to the Sunnah, then this, his seeking that which Allah has prohibited the people from, and not being willing to submit and to surrender, he said, حَجَبَهُ مَرَامُهُ عَنْ خَالِصِ التَّوْحِيدِ. Then this, yani his seeking that knowledge that Allah has not allowed, that he's not able to attain, or he doesn't have a right to have, this seeking that knowledge will prevent him from achieving خَالِصِ التَّوْحِيدِ, yani the pure tawheed, وَصَافِي الْمَعْرِفَ, an untainted knowledge, in the knowledge of Allah, knowledge of the truth, and صَحِيَ الْإِيمَانِ, and having correct iman. Yani a person seeking knowledge that they don't have the ability to attain, that they don't have a right to have, that Allah has prevented the people from attaining, this will cause a person yani to be prevented from having correct tawheed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ma'rifah, yani knowledge of Allah and the truth, and correct iman. And then Al-Imam al-Tahawi says, فَيَتَذَبْذَبُ بَيْنَ الْكُفْرِ وَالْإِمَانِ وَالتَّصْدِيقِ وَالتَّكْذِيبِ وَالْإِقْرَارِ وَالْإِنْكَارِ. So as a result of a person seeking knowledge that Allah didn't allow the people to have, that person will waver between disbelief and belief, and between affirmation of the truth and denial of the truth, and between acceptance of the truth and rejection of the truth. Person will waver between here and there, neither with these or with those, with the believers nor with the disbelievers. Sometimes affirming, sometimes denying. Muwaswisan, ta'ihan, shakan, and in some of the copies of this book, za'igan. And it didn't come in this book that we were using, but in some of the narratives it came. He said, لَا مُؤْمِنًا مُصَدِّقًا وَلَا جَاهِدًا مُكَذِّبًا. Yani that this person will be subject to the whisperings of shaitan and straying aimlessly, lost, in doubt, and in some of the narrations, in deviation. And he will neither be a believer, yani مُؤْمِنًا مُصَدِّقًا, who fully confirms the truth, nor a denier, jahidan mukaddiban, nor a denier who totally denies it. He will neither be a believer who fully confirms the truth, nor a denier who totally denies it. Shaykh Salih Fawzan, concerning these points, he says, and this is the yani 36th statement of Al-Imam At-Tahawi, and Shaykh Salih Fawzan has explained it in four yani points. He's divided into four points. The first point, Shaykh Salih Fawzan has numbered 66, in the English translation is number 65. وَلَا تَثْبُتُ قَدَمُ الْإِسْلَامِ إِلَّا عَلَى ظَهْرِ التَّسْلِيمِ وَالْإِسْتِسْلَامِ. That al-Islam is sahih. The correct Islam will not be firmly established unless a person surrenders to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Nisa, 4th Surah, 65th Ayat, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما. يعني that Allah swears فلا وربك, by your Rabb, that لا يؤمنون, يعني they will not have complete and perfect iman until they make you, that is the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, the judge in any disputes amongst them. And then they didn't find any resistance, harajan, in what you have decided, the judgment that you have made. And then they surrender and submit totally, willingly, fully. Yani Allah is swearing that people will not have complete and perfect iman unless they make the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the judge in their disputes, and then find no resistance to what he has decided, and submit and surrender totally. The point, the shahid from this ayat is yusallimu tasliman. That a person's Islam being correct, al-Islam is sahih, it will not be except with taslim, with surrender and submission, willing surrender to the book and to the sunnah. The shaykh says al-istislam, here al-istislam that's required for a person to be firm upon Islam, he said huwa al-inqiyad wa ta'a lima ja'a anillah wa an رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الاستسلام, it means الانقياد, يعني compliance and الطاعة, obedience to what has come from Allah and His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. يعني that a person comply, meaning that they surrender, that they submit, that they yield and they act upon and are obedient to what came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. Then Al-Imam Al-Tahawi says, so whoever desires knowledge of what yani he has been prevented from, knowledge of it, and he is not yani content or satisfied to submit his understanding or his intellect to what came in the Quran and Sunnah, this person will be prevented by this seeking that which Allah has prevented him from having. He will be prevented from having pure tawheed and untainted knowledge and correct iman. The Shaykh Salih Fawzan says, whoever didn't believe in that which he has been prevented or barred from its knowledge, whoever didn't believe in it, even though he didn't understand it, but it came in the Quran, in the authentic Sunnah, like the knowledge of the kayfiyya, yani the knowledge of how, the reality of Allah's sifat, for example, whoever doesn't believe in it, in that which he has been prevented from its full knowledge, فالواجب علينا الإيمان بها وردها أي رد علمها إلى الله عز وجل. He said, what is obligatory upon us is that we have iman in it, that we believe in it, and we refer its knowledge back to Allah عز وجل. And we refer its knowledge, mean that Allah is the one who knows. If we don't know, Allah certainly knows. He mentions from Surah Al-Baqarah, second surah, 26th ayah, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَيَقُولُونَ مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهَ مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا. Yani here in this ayah, yani the Shaykh is quoting the second part of it. The first part of it is talking about the example or the parable that Allah makes of the mosquito. And he says that even if a person didn't, yani the meaning here is that even though a person didn't understand it, as for those who believe, فَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ, those who believe, they know with certainty that it is the truth from their Rabb. They know with certainty that it is the truth from their Rabb. Yani they submit and they surrender, if they understand it or not. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, but as for those who believe, disbelieve, then they say, مَاذَا أَرَضُ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا, what does Allah intend by this? Meaning, what is the benefit of this, Allah making a parable of a mosquito? What benefit is from this? Those who disbelieve, question, instead of surrendering and submitting and accepting, affirming that it's the truth from their Rabb, they question it and ask, for example, what is its benefit. He also mentions the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ali Imran, third surah, seventh ayah, the saying of Allah, هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب, yani that Allah is the one who has sent down, who has revealed to you, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the book, the Quran, منه آيات محكمات, so from amongst that which came in the Quran are ayats that are muhkama, that are entirely clear. Yani like the ayats of that which is halal and haram, the commands and prohibitions, the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From it are ayats that are muhkamat, completely clear, entirely clear. They can only have one meaning. There's no possibility of another meaning. It's clear what they mean. Hunna ummul kitab. These are the foundation of the book. Yani that we go back to if something came that's unclear. Wa ukharu mutashabihat, and then there are other ayats that are mutashabihat, not entirely clear, yani which have the possibility of having more than one meaning, yani could legitimately have one meaning or another meaning. They are not entirely clear. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ, so as for those who have yani a sickness, deviation in their heart, فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْهُ ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء تأويله وما يعلم تأويله إلا الله. So as for those who have a deviation, yani in their hearts, sickness in their hearts, so they follow after, yani those ayat that are not completely clear, that are not entirely clear. Seeking fitna, yani seeking to mislead and to cause confusion and deviation in the people who would listen to them. وَبْتِغَى تَأْوِيلِهِ And they are also seeking, yani to give an interpretation that complies with what they desire. That complies with what they desire. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ And no one knows its true interpretation, its true meaning, except Allah. And some of the scholars, yani understand that this ayat stops here, that no one knows its meaning except Allah. And some of them, some of the scholars understood that it's also possible to read illallah wa rasikuna fil ilm. And also those who are firmly grounded in knowledge. The Shaykh stopped here, the ayat here, that no one knows its meaning except Allah. Allah has prohibited this knowledge from the creation. Yani those things that are mutashabihat. He's saying that Allah has prohibited the knowledge of this from the creation. فلا تتعب نفسك يعني don't wear yourself out. Don't wear yourself out trying to figure it out. Allah didn't give this knowledge to the people. And then he says, then Allah says, وَالرَّاسِكُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ And as for those who are firmly grounded in knowledge, يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ كُلٌّ مِّنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا They say, the people who are firmly grounded in knowledge, the people of Iman and knowledge, they say, we believe in it. All of it is from our Rabb. Yani the ayat that are muhkamat, entirely clear. They can only have one meaning. And the ayat that are mutashabihat. We believe in it. All of it is from our Rabb. يُسَلِّمُونَ وَيَسْتَسْلِمُونَ وَلَا يَمْنَعُهُمْ عَدَمْ مَعْرِفَةَ مَعْنَاهُ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ بِهِ وَالتَّسْلِيمِ لَهُ Yani they submit and they surrender. And they are not prevented from not, yani due to not having knowledge of its meaning, it didn't prevent them from having iman in it and from submitting and surrendering to it. Yani that's one way that the ayat is explained. The Shaykh said that, yani the people who are firmly grounded in knowledge, they say we believe in it. All of it is from our Rabb. Meaning they submit and they surrender and their not having knowledge of it did not prevent them from having iman. And submission and compliance with it. Another interpretation of it, he said, or al-ma'na annahum yaruduna al-mutashabih min kitab Allahi ila al-muhkam minhu liyufassiruhu wa yattadi' ma'nahu wa yakuluna kullun min indi rabbina. The other possible way it can be explained, he said, that the people who are firmly grounded in knowledge, they refer that which is unclear from the Book of Allah back to that which is clear, the muhkam, in order to explain its meaning and for its meaning to become clear. And they say, all of it is from our Rabb. In the third part of this 36th statement of Al-Imam Al-Tahawi, he says that these people, yani who refuse to submit and to surrender to what came in the Book of Allah, but rather would follow their own opinions and their desires. He said, فَيَتَذَبْذَبُوا بَيْنَ الْكُفْرِ وَالْإِيمَانِ وَالتَّصْدِيقِ وَالتَّكْذِيبِ وَالْإِقْرَارِ وَالْإِنْكَارِ Yani so they waver between disbelief and belief. Yani back and forth between disbelief sometimes and belief sometimes. And tasdeeq wa takdeeb, and the affirmation of the truthfulness of what came in the Book of Allah and in the Sunnah. Sometimes affirming the truth and sometimes denying it. Wal iqrar wal inkar. Sometimes accepting that which came and sometimes rejecting it. Sheikh Salih Fawzan, Hafidhullah, he says in the explanation of this statement, the third and next to last part, of this 36th statement of Al-Imam Al-Tahawi, he said, whoever didn't surrender to Allah, nor to the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِنَّهُ يُحْجَبُ عَنْ مَعْرِفِةِ اللَّهِ وَمَعْرِفِةِ الْحَقِّ فَيَكُونُ فِي مَتَاهَاتِ وَضَلَالَاتِ Whoever didn't surrender to what came in the Book of Allah and in the Sunnah of the Messenger, authentic hadith, then that person will be screened, will be veiled, will be prevented from having true knowledge of Allah and true knowledge of the truth, and knowledge of the truth. So they will be in a place of confusion and misguidance. And this is the condition of the munafiqeen, those who waver, sometimes being with the Muslims, and sometimes being with the hypocrites, and sometimes affirming the truth of what came, and sometimes denying it. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, 2nd Surah, 20th Ayat, كُلَّمَا ضَاعَ لَهُمْ مَشَوْا فِيهِ وَإِذَا عَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ قَامُوا. And Allah says concerning these people, yani this is the condition of the hypocrites. Sometimes they are with the Muslims, sometimes they are with the disbelievers. Sometimes they are affirming the truth and sometimes denying it. Allah says, كُلَّمَا ضَاعَتْ لَهُمْ مَشَوْا فِيهِ. Every time the lightning brought yani light for them to be able to see, yani when they accepted the truth, when they were in the condition of accepting the truth, then they walked in the light. وَإِذَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ قَامُوا. And when yani the light went out, when darkness came upon them, then they stopped and stood. Meaning sometimes when they believed, they walked in the light. And when they rejected, they were in darkness. أَمَّا أَهْلُ الْإِيمَانِ فَمَا عَرَفُوا قَالُوا بِهِ. As far as the people of Iman, what they know, they said it. Yani they spoke based on what they know. وَمَا لَمْ يَعْرِفُوا وَكَّلُوا إِلْمَهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ جَلَّ وَعَلَى. And what they didn't know, then they entrust it, they leave it to its knowledge, they leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يُكَلِّفُونَ أَنفُسَهَمْ شَيْئًا لَا يَعْرِفُونَهُ. And they don't hold themselves responsible. Yani they don't make themselves responsible for something that they don't know. Yani if a person knows something, then they speak what they know. And when they don't know, then they refrain. Or, and also he said, yani لا يقولون على الله ما لا يعلمون. Yani they don't make themselves responsible for something they don't know, and they don't say about Allah that which they don't know. They don't speak about Allah and the deen of Allah that which they don't know. فالقول على الله بغير علم هو عديل الشرك. So saying something about Allah without knowledge, and this is a dangerous situation for people who are seeking knowledge and are striving to learn the deen, and who might be asked a lot of questions by people. Speaking about the deen of Allah without knowledge is dangerous. He said, it is equal to shirk. بَلْ هُوَ أَعْظَمْ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ. Rather, it is worse than shirk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-A'raf, 7th Surah, 33rd Ayah, قُلْ إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَبِّيَ الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنَ. That indeed, my Rabb has made haram, evil and indecency, what is done openly or what is done secretly. وَالْإِثْمَ وَالْبَغْيَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. And all types of sin and transgression, yani unjust, oppressive transgression. وَأَن تُشْرِكُوا بِاللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ سُلْطَانًا. And that a person associates something with Allah that Allah didn't send down any authority for. Person commits shirk without any authority from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَن تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Or that a person, and that a person says about Allah that which they do not know. Some of the scholars of tafsir said that each one of these things that Allah has prohibited, yani each one is worse than the one before it. Each one is worse than the one before it. And the last of what he said, yani, is the worst that we can imagine. That is, yani, to associate, to make something as a partner with Allah without any authority to do so. And Allah says, worse than that is that a person speaks about the deen of Allah, yani, says that which they do not know. The Shaykh says, فَجَعَلَ الْقَوْلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ فَوْقَ الشِّرْكِ بِاللَّهِ. Yani, Allah in this ayat made speaking about Allah without knowledge worse than making shirk with Allah. Worse than making shirk with Allah. مِمَّا يَدُلُّ عَلَى خُطُورَةِ الْقَوْلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ الْعِلْمِ. And this indicates to us the danger, the great danger of speaking about Allah without knowledge. And the last point that the Shaykh makes, or the fourth part of this 36th statement of Al-Imam al-Tahawi, he said, these people who refuse to submit and to surrender, yani who must interject their intellect, their thoughts, their opinions, their desires, he said that, yani additionally, they will be, yani muwaswisan, yani they will be subject to the whispers of shaitan, ta'ihan, lost, wandering aimlessly, shakan, in constant and continuous doubt, la mu'minan musaddiqan, they will not be a believer, a true believer, who fully confirms the truth, wala jahidan mukadhiban, nor will they be of those who deny, yani totally, who totally, yani denies the truth. Sheikh says, and we're going to close with this, in his explanation of this final point, and his description of the people who refuse to surrender to the Quran and to the Sunnah, but must, yani, compulsively must bring their own opinions and their desires into the matter, their intellects, and giving precedence to their intellect over what came in the Quran and in the Sunnah, and accepting what came in the Quran and the Sunnah as long as it doesn't contradict or conflict with their intellect and their reasoning. He says, هَذِهِ حَالَةُ أَهْلُ التَّرَدُّدُ وَالنِّفَاقِ, this is the condition of the people who are undecided, yani the people of hypocrisy, دَائِمًا شَاكِينَ, they are always in doubt, دَائِمًا مُتَرَدِّدِينَ, always undecided, وَمُتَذَبِّبِينَ وَمُتَذَبْذَبِينَ, and they are also, yani swaying, wavering back and forth. لِأَنَّهُ مَا ثَبَتَتْ قَدَمْ أَحَدِهِمْ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ, and that's because, yani, the foot of one of them, yani none of them, has been firmly established in Islam, meaning they are not, yani they are shaky, they are on shaky grounds in their Islam, sometimes accepting and sometimes rejecting, sometimes believing and sometimes disbelieving. وَلَمْ يُسَلِّمْ لِلَّهِ وَلَا إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, and they didn't surrender. They didn't submit and surrender to Allah nor to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كما ذكر الله عن المنافقين, just as Allah mentioned concerning the hypocrites, أنهم مذبذبين بين ذلك, yani that they are wavering between that, yani between الكفر والإيمان, لا إلى هؤلاء ولا إلى هؤلاء, yani they are not with these, the kafirs, nor are they with these, the believers. This is in Surah An-Nisa, 4th Surah, 143rd Ayat. Wavering between kufr and iman, neither with the disbelievers nor with the believers. And Allah also mentions in Surah Al-Baqarah, 2nd Surah, 14th and 15th Ayat, وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا, and when they meet those who believe, they say, we believe. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَحْزِعُونَ, and when they are alone with their shayateen, the evil ones, they say, we are with you. Indeed, we were only making mockery, yani of the believers. اللَّهُ يَسْتَحْزِئُ بِهِمْ وَيَمُدُّهُمْ فِي تُغِيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ, and Allah makes mockery of them. Allah returns it to them, and He gives them an increase in their wrongdoing and their transgression, and He gives them time to extend and increase their transgression as they wander blindly, aimlessly. This is the end of what we wanted to cover for today, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to see the seriousness of this matter, the matter of ar-ru'ya, one, first and foremost, and the matter, yani in general, of accepting that which came to us in the Quran and in the Sunnah, and not interjecting our opinions and our feelings and our yani desires in the matter, but accepting what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger has given to us. And where we don't understand, then we leave it to Allah, we believe in it, we affirm it, we accept it, and we refer it back to Allah, yani Allahu أعلم الله أعلم الله ورسوله أعلم نعم So we're going to stop here. If there's any questions or any corrections or any comments, inshallah, we'll take them. And after the salat, and also if anybody is able to stay, we'll stay for a few minutes to have some refreshments. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I ask Allah for myself and for each of you, that He grants success in doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone, and that we do it in accordance with the authentic sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that Allah, out of His generosity and His kindness and His mercy, that He recognize, record, and reward our good deeds, and that He pardon, forgive, and overlook our mistakes and errors, and that He grant us al-thabat, that He keep us firm, that He keep us firm upon the sirat al-mustaqim, until we return to Him in a condition in which we are pleased with Him and pleasing to Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for speedy and complete recovery for those amongst us who are sick, and that He shower His rahmah upon those who have passed away, that He fill their graves with light and make them spacious and admit them into His paradise and save them from the punishment of the hellfire and the punishment of the grave. And we ask Allah to comfort and to console and to grant relief to the Muslims, men, women and children in Palestine and in other lands, in Yemen and Sudan and Syria and Iraq and Afghanistan and China and Burma and India and in every land. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant relief to the Muslims and make the suffering that the Muslims are suffering from and the persecution that they are subjected to, make it a means of nearness to Him and expiation of their sins and elevation of their station and multiplication of their rewards with Him in the next life. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.